It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Just days after a Survey USA poll for 11 Alive News showed Donald Trump with a solid 7-point lead over Hillary Clinton in Georgia, a new NBC News poll finds a statistical tie in the state, with Trump up just one. Now, those fluctuating polls again raise the question of whether Democrats can give Clinton a surprise win in Georgia, which hasn't gone blue since her husband won the state in 1992. And that's how we started this week's evening edition of our Political Breakfast with Democratic strategist Theron Johnson, who was National Southern Regional Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign, and Brian Robinson, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Republican Governor Nathan Deal. Before a live audience in the Public Broadcasting Atlanta studios, Theron began by insisting Clinton can win here, even though the Democratic base might be tougher to turn out this time.
You know, we're not going to see the enthusiasm that we saw in 2008 and 2012, because there will never be another President Barack Obama.
And President Obama has said, in North Carolina especially, he's very concerned about African-American turnout in the early vote. And you just mentioned Georgia's early vote. What are we seeing there as far as the president's base here coming out for Clinton?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that African-American women, which I believe is the strongest voting bloc for the Democratic Party in any state.
And also the biggest portion of your fan base. I mean, you ought to see the tweets that we're both on.
But yes, Brian, I do have very beautiful and capable and strong women. Reliable voters who support my instincts and my delivery and our policy positions. But no, back to your point, Dennis. So look, I join Mayor Reed in saying that, yes, we need more resources. The amount of money that's been spent in Georgia is the most that has been spent in 2008 and 2012. So more money has been spent in Georgia than was spent in 2008 and 2012. The reason why I think that we're still hopeful is because moderate to Republican educated women are not comfortable with Donald Trump. And I think they're taking a second and a third look at Hillary Clinton. And I think ultimately we're going to see on Election Day that that particular group is going to surprise Georgians, because I think they're going to vote for Hillary and not for Trump.
Does everyone remember the 2014 non-Perdue and Carter deal runoffs? That's because it didn't happen. It didn't happen, even though all the media polls showed Deal below 50, Perdue below 50, and we were going to a runoff. For whatever reason, media polls in Georgia oversample Democrats, and they do it cycle after cycle. And as a Republican communicator, let me tell you what really frustrates me is I'm sitting there going, you guys are wrong every year. You're wrong every year. You're wrong on this. And they just sort of pat me on the head. Oh, poor Brian's in denial. And it doesn't matter how often I'm right. It doesn't matter how often I prove I'm wrong. We keep coming back to this. It's a horse race in Georgia. It's not a horse race in Georgia. I do think that there was an opportunity to, like, peel off these moderate Republican women in the donut counties, the counties where Marco Rubio did very well in the primaries, DeKalb and Cobb and Fulton. But she's been such an atrociously bad candidate that she has not moved those Republicans who are disaffected with our nominee.
If we're watching and listening on Tuesday night, and you're looking at the map of Georgia, and you're trying to see, okay, where am I going to be looking to see which way this is actually going? Brian, where would you start?
I think if you see higher turnout than normal in rural Georgia, that's really good news for Trump, because you're seeing some of these new registrations you're seeing in Georgia, there's been a significant number of white voters over age 65. I mean, shocking. Who would have thought there was a big trove of them out there that weren't registered to vote? But there are.
Folks over 65 are very reliable voters, usually.
Usually. But I think Trump is appealing to a certain demographic
who haven't voted before,
that have been sort of alienated from the political process. They feel like they don't have a role to play, that feel like they've been left behind and left out. And he somehow is speaking to that group and appealing to them and getting them to the polls. So if you see huge turnout in rural Georgia where he's going to probably outperform Romney, that's going to be a really good sign for him. Take a look, though, at how Trump compares to Romney in Cobb, DeKalb, Fulton, Gwinnett. That's going to be the real trick here. Those are the only counties that Trump did not win in our primary.
The counties I'm going to be looking at on election night, the number one county is DeKalb County. DeKalb County is the most Democratic county in Georgia. Of course, I'm going to be looking at Fulton, Cobb, and other places. But to Brian's point, I'm going to go rural Georgia, but I'm going to go over to Augusta, Georgia, Richmond County, and Savannah, Georgia. These are Democratic cities that have voted once before for a Democratic congressman and John Barrow. If turnout is high there, I feel very comfortable. And then the next place I'm going to look, Dennis, is that I'm going to go to places like Rockdale County, which is a growing county, Forsyth County, which we know the history of Forsyth County, but it's a county where people are moving there in Fayette County because of the school systems. And then lastly, where I'm going to look to really see that Hillary Clinton and Jim Barksdale are on their way to victory is to really look at.
You couldn't even say it with a straight face.
I did.
Yeah,
I just looked at you. Let me repeat that. The third place I'm going to look is into some of these counties that Brian mentioned, which are Cobb and Gwinnett.
Robert Jones back there, who is in with our community engagement department, is going to holler out your questions.
This comes from Omega, who asks the question of the next 4 years. What do you think the demographics will look like in 4 years for the state of Georgia, and how will it affect the candidates elected nationally and locally?
When I see the demographic shifting, yes, it's going to benefit us as a party because we do a better job than Republicans advocating to people of color. But I also think that we've got to have a twofold strategy. It needs to be a duality in the sense of making sure that we focus on white people. And if OSD goes down, it's largely because you're going to see a new coalition that was built. It's going to be a coalition of black, Asian, white, and Hispanic people who came together as one to vote against something they did not believe. Democrats, we've got to pay very close attention to those numbers. And I think that's the new coalition in Georgia going forward that I think ultimately will benefit us.
We have got to be the party of opportunity. We have got to be the party of innovation, and we've got to be the party of ideas and have the ability to get things done. One thing I'm really proud of as a Georgia Republican is that in Cleveland, at the 2016 Republican National Convention, one quarter of the African-American delegates to the convention were in the Georgia delegation because we are making a sincere effort. We're falling short of where we need to be. We know what the demographic change here. The reason why we have so many more minorities moving into Georgia than in some of these surrounding states is because Nathan Deal has done such a great job of creating jobs.
Not by himself, though. But you got to give the mayor and others a little bit of credit, too, now.
Yeah. Yeah, somehow we haven't talked about the mayor's blue light scandal. How is that possible?
I'm filibustering. Yeah. I'm trying to get to it.
But we've got to reach out, and I think Indian Americans are a great example. You've got so many who are in the medical profession, so many who are small business owners, very traditional Republican constituencies, and I see them at Republican fundraisers, and we can begin to grow in those. And I think as other minority groups begin to see, hey, you know, those guys are there and they're welcomed and they feel comfortable there, I think it'll change. America is changing. The party, the Republican Party, will change with it, or it will implode and be replaced by something else.